Blog Talk Radio.
Unmuted. Thank you, Elder Ramar. Here we are. When GOCC stormed England. Ramar, matter of fact, if you would like to, you can jump in real quick because I'm sure you can tell us what was going on in the United States the same time we were in England. So if you may, Ramar, jump on in with me real quick. If you're there, I see your number there. If you're there, jump on in and let us know how you all were taking in that Peace FM show weekly every Wednesday. All right. You there, Ramar?
Hey, Shalom, Elder.
Hey, man, I'm blessed by the best. How you doing?
Oh, man, just coming out of a council. I missed the broadcast tonight. I had to go back and check it out from the beginning.
But we were going into when GOCC stormed England, how those weekly broadcasts really, really sustained the church, even within the United States. We were just talking about the impact that broadcast had 12 years ago. That's all. But go on.
Man, you know, Elder, I can't even begin to describe how profound those broadcasts were. They were so profound, I actually was risking my job just to listen to them every time they came on.
What you mean risking your job? What are you talking about?
Well, you know, I was working for Verizon at the time, Verizon Fios, and I was tech support or network technician. And, you know, of course, I'm on the phone dealing with a lot of customers and everything. And, you know, it was a strict policy against having, you know, cell phones out, computers out. And, you know, back then the technology isn't what it is now. But I had my laptop set out on my desk, and I had to kind of, you know, rig my phone up some way to get internet so I could stream. Because remember, it was streaming through a website, I think. Right?
Oh, yeah, I think it was through a website at that time. Yeah.
Yeah.
You had to go to the website to hear it. Yeah.
Yeah, so you couldn't call in. So I had to have internet, right? So I'm using, this is like right when smartphones are coming out. They weren't like they are now. So I'm sitting there trying to rig it up and constantly having to deal with technical issues while I'm working and trying not to let, you know, supervisors catch me doing this. And I get so caught up in the broadcast, I'm neglecting the customer on the phone, right? So, you know, and they monitor your calls and make sure you're doing, you know, treating customers right. So I'm saying that's how profound it was. Like I was just looking forward to it every time it came on. I remember, gosh, the first, you know, was on and he was, you know, he wasn't trying to hear the Bible and none of that. And y'all was going through the storms, the winter storms, trying to get there. And I remember all that. It was profound. So, like I say, it was a cemented time in the history for the Gathering of Christ Church.
And yeah, and at the same time, there was the worst storm in England history was that same year. I mean, I'm talking about the roads were iced over, right? Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of fog, especially this time of year, a lot of fog. And I was coming in from Chesterfield, really the country area, through Snake's Path. I mean, it's like Chapat was using the force to get me into Manchester. And I'm like, how is this guy actually seeing? It was the Spirit of the Most High. And folks, and then once we get off Snake's Path, that's when Chapat tells me the story. Yeah, by the way, Elder, even though we're on an ice road, no railings or nothing. I don't even know what a snake path is, but it was the shortest route between Chesterfield and to get to Manchester. After we get through the ice road, no railings, through the fog, this is when Chapat want to drop on me that, yeah, by the way, Elder, more people die on snake path than any other path within England. And he's sitting there, you know, rubbing his eyes like this and trying to get through a storm of biblical proportions to get us to the radio station. man, that we go through some obstacles. But I just wanted to say, let me tell you, man, it was worth the path, because I'll tell you right now, so many people came to the Most High through that broadcast. Anything else before I open up the line?
Yeah, you know, so many people came through, and like you said, it really sustained the work for us in the United States, because I know you have left doing overseas, and you know, the church isn't what it is now, what it was then. You know, we were just small groups gathering in households, but having those broadcasts really, because they were so profound, and seeing the work expand and go beyond the borders of Babylon, it was just so, you know, motivating and inspirational. To see the work and what it was becoming. And so I think for a lot of us here, it really helped to sustain us to see that even though you were gone, a lot of the other elders had left, that the work was still going forward. And I think it really helped us here in the States to really stay grounded. I mean, it was so much. And then when it all came to put the cherry on top of it all, then to see Gaja come out of that. Right?
Yeah.
And to totally convert someone who was a non-Bible believer, who was, you know, atheist or whatever ideology he had, was really just, you know, he didn't really believe, he's agnostic or whatever. Just to see him come out of that and become a believer, you know, become baptized, to see his growth from that time until now, learn the Bible, become an elder and lead. I mean, it just, like I said, there's not really any words of how profound all of that was. And I was just speaking to Deacon Turwa a second ago. He was just saying, man, memory lane, those are the good old days. So,
yeah, he's on the line now. So, yeah, I got to hear what he has to say. All right, yes, I'm going to put you on hold, and then, you know, let's go down the line and see what we have here, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, Tawada, I'll put you on hold. Now, another thing is, a lot of people don't know those guests, that the first few guests that came on Peace FM for the first few months, it was Gaja actually trying to get people on the broadcast to prove me wrong. It wasn't that he was trying to get guests for debating. He was, because he would find a Muslim, he would try to find a Christian, because why? There was conversations going on within the offices at Peace FM, and I was disturbing the normal way of business. So God's like, we have to be able to get somebody to prove this guy wrong. So the majority of the guests who came on, God was on the side of them, you know, discoursing to try to prove the Bible incorrect. But through that, God just started realizing, well, hold up. The Bible isn't the incorrect thing here. It's us. It's the people. I'm getting this black guy who's an Egyptologist, another guy who claims he's a disciple and follow Christ, right? Another guy who's a Muslim. And all of them are coming up short. Another guy who's an atheist. He would even bring politicians on, thinking that there was a political angle for black people. All of them were getting smashed week by week. And God, and I started seeing a change in Gaja. Right? New Wabics, you name it. They were coming on, getting knocked down like dominoes. The Bible is a powerful book. Arabs calling in, threatening me. I'm like, come on, man. Come on now. We stand with a higher power. Our God is greater than Allah. And I told them that. The God of the Hebrews is greater than Allah. Go ahead about your business, Ishmael. 904, we have Tony on the line.
That's you.
Shalom, how you doing, Tony?
Hey, how you doing, Elder?
I'm blessed by the best.
I'm good, man.
You're live.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we're on fire tonight, right?
I want to go back to one of your videos.
Man.
The first time I heard of you was through my uncle. And it was one of your first videos. I think you was in a house. And you had a room full of people that was kind of opposing the Bible. And
after the mark.
I know you were saying something like you was on your way to Georgia. Yeah, was, I think the name of it was We Are Back or something like that to that effect.
Okay.
But the way they were coming at you, I felt like the Bible was always true, but it was like people was bringing up these points. Look, what about this? In the beginning, like where all these people come from and stuff like that. And I thought about it, and it was like patches of the Bible that I didn't know. But when I saw that video, how you were breaking everything down, especially to this one brother, he was saying like the Bible was the white man book, and they used that. How could we believe in a book that they used to enslave us? You're like, no, brother. They didn't use that book. They were teaching you a doctrine with the book in front of them. I said, wow, man. That's the Most High God. That's Most High God wisdom right there. I never thought about that, and it made me think deeper because I kept running into people like that. And coming in, I'm like, hold on, I get back to you. He's like, yeah, you need to come over to Islam, or you need to come over to serve this right here because there's no God or something like that to that effect. But that was back in 2008 when I first saw that video. And then
okay.
I'm like, man, it changed my life. It changed the way I thought about everything. And then it was like about 4 or 5 years. I didn't, because my uncle told me it was about 4 or 5 years. No, matter of fact, it was like 10 years. I got into trucking, and this it was this white guy that just come up to me, and he said, "Brother, can I speak to you a minute? I want to tell you a truth." I'm looking at him like, "What kind of truth you talking about?" And and I'm like, "I know he's not Muslim because he's white. He was a redneck white guy." So I walked.
Okay.
To get my paperwork to my people in the office for the load I had, and I came back. I said, "What's up, brother?" He said, "Don't you know that your people is the true people of the Bible that you read about?" I'm like,
"I
always thought that, but you know, I never really thought about it. You know, and this is gonna trip you out, Elder." He called in the other night. He inspired me to call tonight. His name is
Chase. Chase, the guy,
he the one came up to me.
Look at that there. He came to you and said, "Don't you know that you
Chase,
are?"
Chase, you call him Chase Bigsby.
Chase Bigsby. The white black supremacist.
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Hold on.
I was like, I know he's not a Muslim.
I'm saying this speaks for itself because this is how the Most High
where you like, man.
Get around for. Oh, hold up now. You said that you've seen our videos years ago, but it just passed by and it didn't really take root at that time. And later on down the line, a white guy sits in your truck and say, "Don't you know that you're the children of Israel?" You know that's how the Most High keeps sending signs. There's something about you that the Most High wanted and understood.
Sir.
Right? The first time, it was me teaching it.
Yes,
you believe
right.
You understand. It took root.
Mm-hmm.
But then what's the chance of a white guy randomly coming sitting next to you, pointing you back to the same person who was teaching? You know, you know
exactly.
How great
he should, he sent me your video.
Look at that there. Look, at, he the one sent you the video that put everything back together full circle for you. Go on, Chase.
He gave me Chase, your later videos, right? I mean,
the later videos. Exactly. And this is what's deep about it, brother. And people don't realize, right? Chase has works. People can say what they want about being a white person and all this, that, and the other. And I tell brothers and sisters, be very careful striving in genealogy. Because there's going to be a lot of people when Christ divides that you're going to think belong in the Edom line that's sitting right there amongst Israelites. You don't know where, because Jake, you don't know where Jake's
from. That,
right? So when the Gentiles come, I let them know, don't be frustrated. Don't feel less than. Don't feel you're not getting the attention that others are getting. You had your opportunity. This is your world. Just work. Because at the end of the day, when Christ starts divvying out those positions and dividing the portions amongst the righteous, if you call to be a saint, it doesn't matter what your race is, you will receive your portion, whatever that is. Even if you are Gentile that have to serve, guess what? serving in Christ's kingdom is going to be way better than serving in this one. Right? But go on. And I'm saying that because even right now,
yes, sir.
Gentile empire cannot operate without them having their own people serve too. In our kingdom, there will be no Israelite servants. So it's a curse to even be in this kingdom, even as what? The leaders of it, because you still have to work. You still have to serve in your own empire. Right? So I'm just saying, when it comes to gods like Saints and others, there's a reward for the Gentiles, whether they may be Israelites and don't know it, or maybe because they like Cornelius. And have respect for the God of Israel. Christ see that in Chase. He see that, and I know many brothers and sisters just like Chase, who are serious when it comes to what? Their belief and knowledge and respect, in respect for the God of Israel in Christ. There's a lot of Gentiles who are putting in work and will have a reward on the other side. But go on, I'll give you the last couple of seconds, and that's why I severed out that piece and told AC to throw that up on our page a couple of days ago. But go on. I'll give you the last word, then I have to segue to Deacon.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tarawa.
Okay, yeah, man. And that pretty much sums it up right there, because he sent me the newer videos, and every week we arrive, and then we listen to your newer videos. And then I sent him the one way back from 2008, when you was in your raw form. He said, I never see Elder like that. He's like, you was just bringing that word raw and uncut. He was like, man, I enjoy that. I didn't know it, because he said he had every last video. I said, I bet you ain't got this one. And I sent him that one. And then he called me back and said, man, I never seen that one before. But it was like, I was like, see, I've been on it too, brother. But you brought it back. You brought it back to me. But I just wanted to say that, like, man, that was...
It's like this, brother. When you're on those streets, Christ says,
Chase is for real, but that's my brother right there.
Okay. Well, the Most High tell you got to make your faith harder than theirs. And don't forget, I'm going to be back on those streets, and we're going to have a camera crew that are going to go out and ask random questions. We're really going to beat this thing up, especially this channel here. So we can be subscriptions up and make sure this channel has a resounding spirit that would continue the awakening, you know, going into so-called 2022 and beyond. That's right, man. We're going to go on the street. We're going to ask people questions. All of that is going to be right here on this channel. So make sure you brothers and sisters subscribe and tell your family that they need to be here to understand what's going on. Especially if there's something, as a matter of fact, I'll deal with that tomorrow. I'm putting the cart before the horse. I'll talk about that later. Let's bring in Deacon Tarawa.
Shalom and blessings, Elder. How you doing?
Shalom, the floor is yours. How are you?
Thank you so much. Doing well. First off, giving all praises to the Most High. Just got a few things I want to touch on. You know, just thinking about all the years, you know, being able to stay connected through that small community. It was like back then, you had to stay linked in. From you know, the pages getting taken down, and it was so unique to where, you know, for those that was in the States back then, it wasn't like, you know, you coming into an established church. So you would have to cleave unto anywhere the truth is being preached, because it wasn't the norm where you can see everyone has a page now. And, you know, it really helped us here in the States to be able to stay connected, stay rooted to the teachings, not going astray. And then also, I don't think they understand the topics, right? The topics that you used to bring out, where you would give an opportunity for the people to hear, right? Different or you know, I would say different ways of walks of life, whether it be witches. So our people can see this is what's in your community, right? This is how they're operating with your children. You would bring them on. You'd sit back. You know, look, you didn't condone it, but you just wanted the people to hear how they operate. So just, you know, those type of shows, I remember that. It was so vivid. And just one thing that really stood out was the rabbi debate. I was up all night. I was working overnight at a credit union, and literally up all night just watching the whole thing. So that one right there is one for the century. So I just want to say, you know, thank you for the work, and may the Most High continue to bless you, Elder.
Well, thank you for enduring, brother. I mean, you are a pillar, and you're still here, brother, and this is what it's about. Okay?
Yes, sir.
It's grinding. It's grinding in the vineyard. And what did Christ say? Let me tell you, if one put their hand to the plow and turned back, they're not worthy of his kingdom. So, brother, the greatest thank you that any brother or sister can do is to finish.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
I really appreciate that.
That's right, brother. I've seen people come and go. I've seen people get offended, that and the other. And at the end of the day, I pray and I feel for those brothers and sisters who didn't endure, because I understand what they lose at the end of it.
Mm.
Ultimately, no matter what we go through, we must finish like Christ did. There's going to be ups, downs. Guess what? There's going to be mistakes. There's going to be all types of things, but we must endure. We can't fall short. And brother like you that's been here from the beginning, let me tell you, and you still sound as strong as the day you came in. and that says a lot, brother, because you're one of the brothers that if somebody looking at it would have been like, well, okay, we probably have fought somebody else, right, would have endured longer. And that's how you know Christ sees it greater than us, because you get the people who are gung-ho and I'll never do this, brother, I'll be there with you at the end. And the next thing you know, they're sitting there right next to a Jesuit demon who would rather do what? Have their soul, speaking against the church.
Yeah. You know, we can't trade this
thing.
I want to let everyone know, never forsake the body, because we all we got. Which I see now, it took a lot of work from the elders and the Most High using them. So listen, never forsake the body, and let's continue to work. So thank you so much, Elder.
Thank you, brother. Hope to see you soon. Bless you.
Bless you.
Okay, we have Raymond, 310 area code. 310 area code. That's right. 12 years ago when GOCC stormed England. And I got a few more clips, but I'm going to hear what the people have to say first. 310 area code, brother Raymond.
Shalom, Elder Rick Hall.
Shalom, floor is yours.
Man. First of all, I want to say I'm so grateful to you. All praise to the Most High for you, all the elders, all the deacons. This is Brother Raymond from the GOCC body. I missed the broadcast previously the other time about the giving of the testimony. I just want to let you know, Elder Rick Hall, that this truth literally saved my life. I can't thank the Most High enough for you guys. If it's okay with y'all, I'd like to give a little testimony.
Oh, go ahead.
What did this for me was that the video that I saw was the 12 lost tribe was what did it for me. I actually grew up in a Christian church, kind of like everyone else. I always had questions about how in the Bible it stated that in Acts that we were the original people, but somehow how were we out here learning about the Bible from the Gentiles? And there were always something, Elder Ricard, that sat with me. And even going to churches, no one could answer those questions for me, even up to this point. Until, when I came across your videos, I actually had a best friend of mine that shared a video of you guys with me. And when I watched that video, it clicked the dots for me from there. And I can't tell you how much it's helped change my life, especially living in Hollywood. There's a lot of things that I had to let go of, and I'm so thankful that, you know, to all of you guys. I thank the Most High for you guys, because there was a path that was going on at that point that it was going to lead to destruction. And because of this truth, I was also able to get my mother to actually get out of the Christian church. She started watching you guys. Man, I can't thank you guys enough. And even with everything that you've been saying, this is truth. And my message to anyone who have come across you, this broadcast or your videos and they have any doubt, this is a testimony to them just to let them know, like, this has really changed my life. And even everything you've been saying about the whole campaign, everything has been true. I'm actually dealing with the situation right now, Elder Ricard, as we speak. They literally have, they're doing everything that you guys said, everything the elders have been saying. I want to thank the Most High for the deacons at the GOCC California body, because nothing you guys have ever told had came back as a lie. And I'm dealing with similar situations.
Okay, when you said they're doing exactly what we said they would do, like, just give some examples of that. So people probably want to know what is it in particular you're talking about.
Yeah, and this is why I wanted to come out here and also speak to my brothers and sisters that's within the body as well. I got the information. I stayed in California. I passed the message on to my siblings. And just let them know what you guys have been talking about the campaign and how they're doing things to people's family member in these centers. We wasn't there. My mom wasn't feeling too well. She had went to the hospital without us being there. Man, they put my mom. They of course they had to do what they do. Came back and told her that she supposedly has, the Dovic 91, isolated us from her. Elder Ricard, they isolated us from her, started giving my mom all type of stuff against her will. Man, it's been a mess. It's been a mess. And nothing you guys ever told us ever came back. So we're at the situation now where I'm actually fighting to get my mother out. I have to come from California all the way down to Maryland. I'm in Maryland right now as we speak. Man, it's been an uphill battle.
Hey, man, it's like this. It's something else going on up in those hospitals. It's something else. It's like there's this campaign that there's this group mob thing that happens where they'll come in a room all of a sudden and somebody be shoving something up the nose and all that. And it'll happen right that quick before anybody can do anything. They're so slick with how they do things. Because once they got the test, that's the thing that now, if they can get a positive, that gets the ball rolling where it doesn't matter what the family say. Because a positive now moves the hospital into a whole nother program in which they must do things and have the family separated from everyone else. So it's really about those tests. But I'll deal with that tomorrow. It's really about those tests, but I'll talk about that tomorrow. That's really their secret sauce. If they can get that positive, if they can get that thing happening, then that moves that person under their authority altogether where no one can do anything.
Elder Ricard, you're absolutely right.
See, but here's a deep thing about this, and I'm going to talk about this tomorrow. Here it is. This thing is the scariest thing since any disease ever happened, according to how they are on the news pushing it, right? But yet, at the end of the day, it doesn't stop if somebody's on their way out or whatever. It doesn't stop the hospital for asking for their organ. So I don't understand how somebody would want plagued organs to be transferred into another person. So it's so much confusion out there. But at the end of the day, after it's all said and done, they'd be like, well, okay, by the way, even though the family couldn't go amongst the people and no one else can be around because you got a disease and we got to do what we can to separate you from everything. By the way, can we have their organs, please?
Yeah,
so
right.
That wouldn't make any sense, would it? If the family couldn't come around and this stuff is all, why would you want to spread tainted organs to another person? But I digress. But go on.
And Elder Ricard, you're absolutely right about that, because and here's the worst part about it. Even the night that my mother, because I'm 3,000 I'm 3,000 miles
away.
But
I don't want to dive. Listen, just call in to the Patreon tomorrow, because I don't want to turn this discussion there, because we're talking about the Peace FM thing, and you know, it gets crazy when you go too much into this. So don't worry about it, Raymond. Just call into my Patreon tomorrow, and we'll discuss this further.
Oh, I would definitely be that elder. Like I said, I want to thank the Most High for you guys. Thankful for the truth, because I can't stress this enough. I also wanted to let you know that I would like to sponsor three people for the academy. It's actually my fifth
praise
academy.
Praise the Most High.
And you know, I just wanted to be. This is a way of just, you know, being thankful, because this truth really, really helped turn my life around. It helped, because I was heading for a path of destruction, Elder. And if it wasn't for you guys coming across this video and being able to just study and you know, I don't know what I would be by now. And I'm so grateful for that. And I would like to sponsor three people, because I think all of our brothers and sisters need this truth. Because we're living in serious times right now, and without this truth, a lot of us are going to be making decisions that would be destroying us.
Okay. Well, thank you, brother. And, I'm sure those who you're going to pay to get in, they'll really appreciate it. Brother, I really appreciate you, brother. And I hope everything works for your mother. We're going to put out a prayer for her also, okay?
Okay, Tawana.
I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Shalom.
All right, thank you, Brother Ray. Shalom. I'm going to tell you, it's really about those tests, man. And there's a doctor that I, matter of fact, I'm going to deal with that tomorrow on Patreon, where they're going to really tell you what's going on with all that. I want to go into that tonight. 631 area code, Zedekiah.
Shalom, Elder. All praise to the Most High always.
Shalom. How are you? The floor is yours.
Yes, blessed. It's interesting, because the Jewish people, they're, when it comes to legal matters, they're very professional. They're like the legal arm of Esau, because Esau are, you know, warriors and stuff like that. And when it comes to their claim to being God's children, they usually go towards the Talmud instead of the Torah, or they would include, it would make the Talmud seem like the superior text when it's, you know, We all know it's Babylonian origin. So I feel like they do that in a legalistic way, so that if we ever did corner them in the conversations that you've had with the rabbi and Peace FM, that they can kind of scuttle their way out of it. So I found that pretty interesting. And another thing is that it's kind of a question, but I was wondering if When it comes to the Shabbat,
yeah,
and your family is not in the truth, or they know something of the truth and they decide to do something that isn't necessarily Shabbat oriented, is it lawful to be with the family, but
see, how old are you?
I'm 27, sir.
Okay, so I don't know if you are you in a church, or you just follow us online?
I'm in the Bronx church, so I just had to, I was separated from the church because I went to visit family upstate.
Okay, the reason I'm asking you that is because really, it depends on your living circumstance. If you are paying the rent or the mortgage and it's your home, then you have the power to establish how Sabbath to go in your home. So the question lies, are you an authority in the house you're living in or not?
No, sir.
No, you got to pay the cost to be the boss.
Right.
Right. So again, if you are an underling, and that's what you are, if you're living with someone else paying, you must exercise the grace and give the respect to those who are paying. Okay? Right? Because why? You don't have to do what they're doing, but you can't stop them from, you know, for being worldly. You're living under a worldly not home. You can only, and I lived with my mother and my family, and but, you know, at one point I was homeless and I had the basement and understood that I couldn't dictate anything there, being what? Being subservient, being an underling. Now, the only thing you can do is rock the boat and end up being homeless, right? Not appreciating right. someone who has provided a roof for you. So you have to play real low, operate in the spirit of wisdom until the Most High give you the finances to be able to have your own area to establish, you know, his Sabbath under. And then you'll have your wife, your children, and you can raise your home with the Sabbath without conflict. But no, you can't do nothing about living under someone else.
Right.
All right. But stay low and not ruffle feathers. That's wisdom. Okay.
All right.
Appreciate the fact that someone is providing a shelter for you and understand that they don't follow the Sabbath. It doesn't mean you can't. All right.
Come. The right okay. elder.
Ayindabar, wisdom, young man. Use wisdom. All right. Let me place you on hold. We have SYG. SYG has a comment, 667 area code.
Hey, y'all. Blessings.
Shalom.
Blessings, Elder.
Blessings. I'm only going to be on for another 15, 20 minutes, so and we can pick this up at another time. Yes, I have to rest tonight also. But go on, SYG Live.
I just wanted to, because I kind of caught the video kind of late, so I caught the part where you and the rabbi was having a conversation at the radio station. But it's just funny to see how they will not relent from the fact that we are God's people. And even when you read in the first thing that said Israel, he trying to go into the fact, oh, they people went to Israel as well and all these things. But one key thing that I see in correlation with what's going on with back then and still today is how the fact that when you mention Christ and then he went into the fact of saying he had his powers and all the things that he was able to do because of the Talmud. It seemed like even people of today, even our people today, when you do something intellectual, when you do something great or something that's beyond imagination, they always think it's something else. Like, we are not blessed enough to have a power come directly from God in that manner. And you're talking about the Son of God to that respect that he needs something else to make him powerful, which is just going way far from what doctrine is and all the things that we understand and know how God works in and through his people. So I just thought that was a fascinating back and forth and you had him in the corner.
Yeah. So when it came to he tried to say that Christ was from the school of the Talmud, claiming that this is how Christ learned how to walk on water. See, what they're saying in a nutshell is that without telling people, there's sects of Judaism that is straight sorcery, all right? It's called Jewish mysticism. Now, this is the problem that happens with our people, right? Our people, we don't realize how much power we relegate to them by sinning against the laws of God.
Mm-hmm.
See, under their Jewish mysticism, by us continually sinning within our communities, that energy is channeled amongst their sorcerers. And it fuels them to cause more chaos amongst our communities through sorcery. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He was actually breaking down the fact that the magic and witchcraft and all that come from the Talmudic Babylonian side of their art, their school. But what they don't tell us is why they dove into that. They dove into that because that's right. They've been dealing with the dark side since they went to Mount Seir. Since their father went to Mount Seir, they've been dealing into the dark arts. Even and the Talmud is straight witchcraft, sorcery.
Mm-hmm.
But they have no power. The only power they can get within this earth is what's relegated to them through our people sinning. That's what fuels the Talmudic monster. They must promote sin, debauchery, and evil amongst our communities, and that allows that. Believe it or not, they become spiritually weaponized. They gain the higher moral ground, destroy us within our community. And that's what's going on right now, to be a trickery. Telling everybody, yeah, why don't y'all go get this, and why don't y'all take this pill, and why don't y'all do that? All of that is intertwined into the magic.
Yes, sir. Yes,
so
sir.
All in all, and how do we take that power away from them? Where they have no power over us, we repent, come back to Christ, and begin to follow the laws. It doesn't matter if they follow the Talmud or anything else. They have no power over us. It's the sin that gives what? The children of Satan power over us as individual families and as communities. Thank you, brother.
Yes, yes. And Elder, that's really one of the things, because I've been trying to get a connection with y'all. I'm really from Florida, but I'm moving around,
yeah.
So I was trying to get in touch with Brother Fennell. We got in touch, but connection got lost because I didn't have a phone at the time, and I was. But now I'm right now in the Maryland area, and I'm trying to meet with someone.
Somebody. Are you living in Maryland now?
Yeah, I'm in Maryland right now.
Okay, and you can be reached on this phone number you're talking through now?
Yes, yes.
And what is your first name?
It's Sam.
Sam, okay. Sam, Marilyn, I'm going to give your number to Elder Gabar. He'll reach out to you, okay?
Okay, no problem. Thank you very much. Appreciate
it. All right, no problem. All right. Bless you, brother.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, John. Brother John. 407 area code.
Shalom, Elder. How you doing, brother?
I'm blessed by the best. And his name is Ahaya. The floor is yours.
All praises. I have one question for you, Elder. It don't mean nothing, you know, to us now, but it's just a simple history question. In Jasher, 67, is that the same Job that the Most High called the righteous man?
No, it
man?
Is. No.
Okay.
It's not.
Nope. Okay.
That's not the same Job.
The water, my elder. Shalom.
You're welcome. Let me place you on hold. Two zero nine. Shalom.
Oh, he said 209, didn't he? Shalom.
How are you? 209.
All right, brother. I got a question for you.
Yeah, how are you? Good evening.
I'm doing great, Elder Ricardo. I can't believe you even answered the phone. I'm over here in the I'm listening to you. I'm in the Book of Apocrypha. By the way, my name is James, sir.
How are you, James?
I'm doing great. So in the Book of Apocrypha, me and my wife, we sitting here listening, and I it's off subject. We just wanted to know where it says, riches are not comely for a nigger, and what should an envious man do with money? And then on down, it says at chapter 10, well, it's chapter 14, and then verse 10, it says, a wicked eye envieth his bread, and he is a nigger at the table. So I just wanted to know, how would that correlate with Acts 13, where it says, where Paul and Barnabas said that they, you know, were Niger.
I'm saying, but you're pulling in scriptures and correlating it to Paul and Barnabas.
Well, that's not what I mean. I'm just asking.
Why don't you do this? Is what makes it easier for you. Deal with the scriptures in their deal with the scriptures in its context.
Okay.
Like, go back to the Apocrypha,
right,
and read the first scripture, and let's deal with it in its context. And tell and you tell me how would you apply that to yourself?
Okay,
right?
So it says chapter 14, blessed is the man that have not slipped with his mouth and is not prickled with
okay.
a multitude of things.
Okay.
It said, blessed is he whose conscience have not condemned him and who is not fallen from the hope of the Lord.
No, you had two scriptures that was read to niggers.
It was verse 3. It was riches are not comely for a nigger, and who should an envious man? What should an envious man do with the money?
Okay, so let's go back to that again.
Okay.
Okay.
By the way, we changed our lives because of you guys, man. We watch you all the time, brother. We love you.
Okay, now that word nigger there. Brother,
yeah.
means in the Greek stingy.
Oh,
a stingy,
yeah.
a stingy person.
Yeah, okay.
Got it. So
it's
yeah,
not I got
speaking it. Of nigger in the ignorant sense.
Okay,
that's talking
right.
about a person that's stingy.
Okay, so that would correlate the same with 10 when it say a wicked eye envy his bread and he is a nigger at the table, so he greedy.
Exactly, he's stingy. He's at the table to take, but he's not going to put nothing on the table himself. You ever met
right.
people like that? I have.
Yes, sir, man. All day long.
I've known people like that growing up that I thought was friends, but it wasn't until I realized the wisdom of scriptures to realize that, yeah, I'm glad I got the wisdom to know that people like that aren't friends. They're only around to see what they can get from you.
God, my God, you telling the truth, man. Hey, we love you. One last thing. I know I got to get this. Let you go. But look, we never took the jab. I don't want to speak on that. But we did actually get sick, and we healed. We prayed, and we healed. And so I don't know if they call that
brother,
asymptomatic.
Well, brother, people have been getting sick since the beginning of colds.
And check this out.
It's
my sister
that,
got the jab. She got the jab.
Now,
and she's sick.
What I'm saying is people been getting sick since cold and flu season. There's nothing different. Except
right.
except the power people are giving to it.
Hallelujah. Hey, man, I love you, brother, man. Hey, stay up. I'm not going to take up too much of your time. Hey, man, I'm going to email you. I got a song with you guys in it, man. I would love for you guys to hear it, man. And also, you know, we sell hot sauce. I don't want to plug it right now, but I'll send you the email or whatever over to your email thingy.
You say you got what?
Man, we got organic hot sauce. We got songs with you guys in it.
Oh,
man.
You telling me you making your own organic hot sauce?
Yes, sir. It's called Double Bombay Hot Sauce.
Oh, Lord have mercy. I'm going to write your number down, and you're going to have to overnight me some of that stuff.
Oh,
young
man, you already know,
homemade
man.
Homemade hot sauce, hey.
Man, I've been sharing your videos. I'll be teaching my family. I'll be telling everybody. I teach my baby daughters. I teach my sons. We wear our fringes. We trying to figure out how to get into the group. You know, I've been following you for about 17 years, man.
Oh, man. All praise be to the Most High. Well, hey, let me get that first name again.
My name is James, sir.
James. James with the hot sauce. Get some batches
wow.
ready, young man. I'll be calling
I got,
you.
I got
I'm going to send you an address. Send me a box of that stuff.
All
right. All
right.
Okay,
my
now.
Love. My love. Shalom,
all right.
brother.
Shalom. All right. All right.
Peace.
All right. Let's see. I only got 10 more minutes before it all ends. Let's see. 250 area code. 250
Shalom,
area code. Shalom, how are you?
Hey, it's Brother Martin from the Edmonton body. I called you before.
How are you? You're
okay.
in Canada, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm over in BC right now in Prince George, BC. I'm a Gadite
okay.
brother. I told you how I came into the truth already.
Yeah, I know you.
Yeah. Oh, anyway, yeah, I remember. Go ahead, Elder. Sorry.
I say the floor is yours.
Okay, I just wanted to say thanks for waking me up. Well, I got to thank the Most High for that, but through you, I guess that your broadcast over at Peace FM were fantastic. You and Gaja, that was great, man. I watched I watched that broadcast probably twice, and I watched your From Babylon to Rome to America like 10 times. I watched The Spirit of Lying and Bearing False Witness. I watched that 20 times, at least 20 times. But I just wanted to say that I remember you saying that you wanted to wake up the Gadites because you wanted the warrior spirit to wake up. But I wanted to let you know that every time you talk about Gadites, it fires me up. Every time you guys say something about the Gadites, it gets me fired up. So I imagine, like, I feel it in my bones when you say something. Like, when you guys talk about the Gadite brothers. So it would be nice if you guys could really wake us up, because I know we're one of the last tribes to wake up, right?
So, well, brother, this is what we're going to do. I have your number right here. And when it's time to go to these plantations, I mean, not plantations, these reservations, because I'm off the plantation. I'm done with that. But when it's time to go to these reservations where our Gadite brothers are, it would be a blessing if you joined us, brother.
Yeah, I would love that, man, because Gadites are, man, we're hard-headed people, bro.
You think I don't know? I mean, is that any different than us? But I tell you this, though. They are people of conviction. So once they know, they know.
I was also talking to them.
Yeah, we have to turn them around, brother, and bring forth the gospel.
I was talking to Officer Riz about something I was reading. I know you know Officer Riz and Deacon Dave.
Yes.
And I was talking to them about, because I was going through Exodus again and about how Pharaoh, and he wouldn't let our people go. Like, he would let Egypt get completely destroyed before letting our people go. And I was wondering, like, if that would be a good lesson or not.
Were you in the academy last Sunday?
No, I wasn't.
Well, brother, that's what we broke down. Israelites surviving in the wilderness. It was one of those, week before last, it was one of those different type of lessons. First we went into finding the Ark of the Covenant to prove where it is in the earth now. The Most High is going to give us the Ark of the Covenant again. Then last week, we went into surviving in the wilderness to parallel how the plagues begin to hit. And they began to use employment to suppress our people, okay, before the Exodus and what happened in the wilderness. Eventually, the more they hold us, the more they oppress us, the more the Most High is going to plague their people. And eventually, they're going to thrust us out in the wilderness by ourselves. And that's what the mark of the beast is. It's going to make it where there's a system that we cannot involve ourselves all together, and by so we're being thrust back into the wilderness to serve our God. So everything you're talking about, brother, is what we just taught last Sunday.
That's great. I
tell you what, and when you said it was almost verbatim with some of the quotes I did while teaching. Lawyer, come on and tell you. So I'm gonna let you know we're still intertwined. We're still in one body, one spirit. Even though we're separated, it's the same mind operating amongst the body. Right?
Okay. Can I ask you something else?
Yeah. Last one, because I'm about to go. I have to at 10 o'clock sharp tonight.
Okay.
But go on.
I ran across some articles on mainstream news. A lot of people, like 120... ex-admirals and generals are saying that there's going to be a civil war in 2024 or 2025 in the United States. And, like, that's all on mainstream news. I was reading it. I'm like, what? Like, what's going on? Right? I'm just wondering if you heard about that.
It's like this, brother. Tomorrow got enough evils in itself. What we have to do is bring forth Jacob while there's still time. Eventually, all of these empires are going to go through civil unrest and break down. It's going to happen. But I can't what? I can't focus on something that didn't happen already. Because why? What we have to do is focus on that elect that's going to make it through the ashes. And those are going to be the people, the spirits, the brothers and sisters in the mind is going to help us understand what to do well before that happens. Right? So I can't even focus on, see, the Gentiles are concerned about the civil wars and all this, that, and the other, because why? This is all the empire they've ever believed in. The reality is, the Bible told us that all empires must fall. Babylon the Great is fallen, is fallen, and civil war is just one of the many ways that will happen.
Okay, yeah, because I just...
But I know who's got next.
Right?
Yeah, it's scripture. Nation against nation, kingdom against kingdom, race against race, it's civil unrest. See, this is what happens when God's people begin to get on code.
Yeah.
See, their nations can only operate when we are in disarray, chaos. They can, because this whole thing is built out of darkness. But now that our people are beginning to come back to the Most High, the nations have gone mad now. What are they going to do now that they don't have a people that they can that they can now have preeminence over? People who they feel they're better than. People that they thought were born to serve them. What happens when our people realize, no more? Nah, we're not playing your game. We are righteous. We are royal people. So now the nations have gone mad. They don't know what to do now because there's no people. There's no floor up from under them anymore. There's no floor, which are our people holding them up. So, of course, they're going to go mad. And you know what? That's their problem.
Yeah, that's true.
That's their problem. Christ said it's kingdom against kingdom, nation against nation, race against race. That's what happens when the Most High begin to turn the table over.
I know. I can't wait, bro. I've been waiting a long time.
But listen, wisdom and knowledge shall be the stability of thy time. Christ is the light that's going to have us, going to guide us right through the smoke. And at the end, we'll be standing in Zion as God's chosen people. It was written.
Well,
and it
hopefully
shall be
most of us will all be there.
All right. All right. Thank
you,
brother.
Elder.
So let him do what they
thank
you.
Bless you.
Bless you. Last call for tonight. 267 area code.
Hello?
Shalom. Last call
Shalom.
For this evening.
Shalom. How you doing, Elder Recall?
Bless Bobby best.
This is Kelvin. I got a question.
Yes, Calvin.
I'm a little, you know, like, you know, I've been disconnected. This is what the thing is, because I've been moving around so much and, you know, I've been in, you know, home in Florida, but I've been here for a minute, but I work so much, you know, and to let you know, I go back with you as far as the light and body of Christ, right? You know, and, you know, but, you know, I stay up with you in the church, but I've been disconnected from the church here in Philly because I went back to Florida and it's not where it was on Shelton Avenue. And I've been very busy, but I've,
well,
you know,
Shelton
like,
Avenue,
keeping the Sabbath.
Hold up, brother. Shelton Avenue is when I was a general with Israeli School of UPK. The Israeli Church of UPK, we went from Shelton Avenue to 33rd Street. That was well before the small stint at Light and Body.
No. Right there on, because, what's the deacon's name in Philly? He was over at that church. And I was over there with him because this was in 2014.
Okay.
Right?
Well,
this is because we went up to the Huh?
Well, this is what I'm asking you. What do you need of me? What do you ask me?
As far as, because, you know, I feel, you know, I don't work, but, you know, I feel as though that I'm not properly keeping the Sabbath. You know, I don't even know where the church is at this point to attend.
Okay, are you asking for a place to gather in Philadelphia? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, I am.
Okay. All right, one moment. Let me have your name again.
It's Kelvin.
Kelvin? Kelvin?
Yeah, Kelvin.
Spell that for me.
K-E-L-V-I-N.
I'm
Michelle's brother, the carpenter.
Ah!
Yeah.
All right, I know.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know, I did take a class, you know, back in, and I'm getting ready to, you know, get back in class too. You know, I've been trying to, you know, clear up some things work-wise so I can, get back into the Hebrew and Bible Academy.
Okay.
You know.
Well, this is Kelvin. We have Bishop Amar who's over the Philadelphia Church. I'm going to make sure he contact you. And, come on in and learn with the body.
Yeah. I intend to. You know, I stay diligent with what's on, Patreon and YouTube, you know what I mean? So, you know, and sometimes I'll be caught up with all of them and wait until the next one come, you know.
Okay.
And sometimes it's nothing new on Saturday, on Friday, Saturday, you know, it might be one on Sunday, you know what I'm saying? You know, but, you know, so.
Well,
we do have
Sabbath. We have Sabbath classes online every Sabbath. I don't know if you're catching that.
No, I haven't been.
If you go online, A Gathering 144 on YouTube, every Sabbath we're there around noon. Every Sabbath. I'm teaching live myself in other ways. All right? But still, if you're looking to gather, you know, with the body within the Philadelphia congregation, we have that too. So, all right. So what I'll do is I'll make sure, Kelvin, I give Bishop Amar your number and he'll reach out to you. All right.
Okay. Because, you know, I need some work to do.
Need work to do together, but hey, it's best to work together. That's the body. Right.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Kelvin. Nice to speak with you, and I'll be talking with you soon, okay?
Okay. All right, thanks.
All right. Okay. That concludes that. But we're going to do another show down the line where I'm going to use the video of the other rabbi. And I'll probably do that probably next week where we'll go into PCFM and pull out a few clips and what happened with the other rabbi on PCFM. So I may jump into that next week. Well, thank you, brothers and sisters. It's been 12 years since the GOCC stormed England. I hope my brothers and sisters are holding it down over there across the pond. And next week, I hope you elders, you deacons, you bishops from England, I would like y'all to call in. Let us know what's going on over there since the Gathering of Christ Church began our ministry over in Europe. With that, I'm going to say shalom. May the Most High be with you. Stay prayed up. Sin not. The enrollment for New Hebrew and Bible Academy is now open. Go to historytime.org. Also, the calendar, the New Year calendar for the Sabbath. We are taking pre-orders so that you can have your calendar for the New Year, which is this coming March. So make sure if you're interested in your calendar for the New Year, go to gatherofchrist.org and get in on your pre-order. With that, stay prayed up, sin not. We will soon see Zion. Shalom.